AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No one is saying yet what caused a Russian passenger jet to crash on Saturday in Egypt. But this morning, the airline says something outside the aircraft must have hit it. External impact, they call it. The plane went down in an area where Egyptian troops are fighting Islamic militants. The militants say they brought the plane down, but we've talked to an expert who doesn't think that's possible. Meanwhile, aviation safety consultant John Golia, a former NTSB member, says there are a couple of other explanations.
That could be because of a stall that results in the airplane getting into unusual attitudes. And other than that, a structural failure of the airplane because of corrosion, cracks, or some other defect.
The airline says it's ruled out a technical fault or pilot error. The Kansas City Royals are World Series champions for the first time in 30 years. They beat the Mets 7-2 in Game 5 of the series early this morning. Kansas City fan William Paddock couldn't be happier. He watched the game at home here in Washington.
They had the right people. They had the right dynamics. And, man, baseball could not be better. It's a great testament to what a great sport this is.
Mets manager Terry Collins says he won't be sleeping much for the next couple of days. Former President Jimmy Carter says he feels just fine after receiving treatment for tumors on his brain. He was supposed to cut back on his schedule, but we found him at a Habitat for Humanity home building project in Memphis.
We haven't cut back on my schedule yet. I know it's going to come, you know, particularly if my cancer progresses. But we don't yet know what the result will be from the treatments.
Health officials expect the number of people sickened by an E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon to grow while they investigate the cause of the infection. This is AP Radio News. New House Speaker Paul Ryan is ruling out an overhaul of the immigration system. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has this.
Ryan doesn't think change will happen with President Obama in the White House. He does believe some smaller immigration-related changes could be approved.
I do not believe we should advance comprehensive immigration legislation with a president who has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Ryan referred to President Obama's executive order to shield from deportation millions of people living in the country illegally.
He tried to unilaterally rewrite the law himself. Presidents don't write laws. Congress does.
This could put off any prospect of an immigration overhaul until at least 2017. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is releasing his e-book today called Reply All. It's a selection of email exchanges with everyday Floridians during his two terms as governor of Florida. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.